Hey everybody, it's June 21st. Is this the first day of summer? It's the first day of summer. Awesome. How are you? Let's continue talking about Elon Musk, Tesla, the employees, and employee sabotage. What causes an employee to just sabotage an operation, an entire operation, a multi-million dollar operation? In this case, what was released in that money.cnn.com article was that he got passed over for promotion. Oh my God. So naturally, that's just the thing you do when you get passed over for a promotion. You sabotage the entire operation. Instead of getting back on your horse and proving to the organization why you were the better choice, why you were the one that was going to change everything. So what if somebody else got the promotion? Obviously, there's promotions to go around, and if you can prove yourself to be better than that person, if you can just say, "Hey, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be highly visible, and I'm going to be positive, and I'm going to show them what I could have done had I been promoted to that position." What's wrong with that? No, people opt for the negative. People opt for the "I'll get you, my pretty. I'll get back at you. You're gonna, what's that called? What was it? You're gonna rue the day you pass me over for promotion." That kind of mindset, that right there proves why you were passed over for promotion. That kind of mindset proves that maybe you don't belong in that type of organization. This is a cutting-edge organization. There's no other organization like this. And for someone to say, "Oh, well, I'm better. I should have been promoted, but I was, according to them, I wasn't good enough." And then you go off and do that. Yes, just like in that movie with that one night movie. Oh, what was it called? The one with Heath Ledger. He was that knight, von Liechtenstein. You were measured, you were weighed, and you were found lacking. That's exactly what happened to this employee. But it's just crazy how people will get ugly because they're passed over for promotion. They do it to themselves. If they're not stepping up, they're not doing good, they're not going the extra mile. And it's not about staying late, it's not about networking. Well, it is a little bit about networking because you want the right people to see what you do. It's about delivering. And if you're not prepared to deliver, then why even bother? Why even bother thinking that you deserve that promotion? Why even put your hat, throw your hat in the ring to be interviewed, to get, if you're not delivering, but you want that job, then what are you going to do? You're not going to get it. You have got to get yourself known. You have got to get yourself out there. You have got to work it so people understand that, "Oh, wait, maybe we made a mistake in picking the person they picked as opposed to picking you. Oh my, I could see the world where this guy, if he had been in, I could see a better world for this organization. I see a better place in this organization." Folks, it's going to be like that. There's going to be times that you're going to get passed over for promotion, but don't be mean about it. Don't be ugly about it. No. Show them why you were the better pick and make them second guess themselves. Make them, all of them, second guess themselves. And make it to the point that somebody else above, higher up, says, "Hey, how come you haven't been promoted?" "Well, I did apply for that promotion, but I didn't get it." "Well, we're going to need to correct that." That's the kind of conversation you want to be having with your boss's boss. Because they see what you're doing, they see what you're bringing to the table, they see your delivery. No, I'm not talking about kissing ass. I'm talking about delivering the real. Deliver the real. The goods. Deliver the goods on time, as promised. Or, how about, what's it called? Under promise and over deliver. That works too. But folks, what I'm getting at is that no matter what you do, there's no, you're not going to benefit from taking and sabotaging an operation just because you got looked over, passed over for promotion. It doesn't work that way. It never works that way. It never will work that way. And all you're doing is smearing your name. All you're doing is ruining your reputation. And all you're doing is not getting promoted in the future if that's who you are, if that's what you bring to the table in the future to other organizations. Good luck to you. Folks, I'll talk to you tomorrow.